what to expect in your eighth month. Indigestion, heartburn, bloating, flatulence, nasal congestion. Oh, well, according to this, my entire family is pregnant.
You know, the worst part about your pregnancy is going to be the mood swings.
Oh?
I can get very testy.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it, sweetie. It's okay. Oh, look who this is, Aunt Frieda. What a surprise. Hi, Aunt Frieda. What are you doing here?
Mwah, mwah. I came by to drop off your wedding present.
Oh.
Since I was not invited to your nuptials or ensuing festivities.
Oh, Frieda, we sent you an invitation.
That said, you are invited to attend, but forbidden to sing, Frieda.
Well, Ma did want to personalize the invitations.
I knew it was all her doing. She's jealous. She's jealous of my singing talent and of my successful business investments.
What business investments, Frieda? You married a billionaire who dropped dead 2 days later.
All right, so a little luck was involved. The point is that Sylvia has hurt me deeply. But I'm not going to take this out on you.
Oh, Franny, you! This SOB bought our apartment building and threw your father and me out.
However, your mother is going to pay.
You are horrible, Frieda. We are never going to have you up to our house again.
What house?
Your father and I are practically homeless. We have to sell everything. Do you know anyone who wants to buy a 40-year-old couch, which, thanks to plastic slipcovers, is like brand new?
Oh, Ma, you're not going to be homeless. Me and Maxwell will take care of everything.
We figured that.
Marty! Where do you want me to put this?
Upstairs near the bay window.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we've described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Oh, Niles, how am I ever going to tell Maxwell that my parents are staying here?
Quickly and without the negligee.
Maybe I just shouldn't tell him at all. I mean, how long do you think it'll be before he notices?
Well, not long. He'll see her here for breakfast, he'll see her here for lunch, he'll see her here for dinner.
So I'm figuring I got at least 6 months?
Oh, darling, don't you look beautiful? And that perfume. Oh, I haven't smelt that perfume since the last time you did something wrong. What did you do?
Nothing. Can a wife just put something on sexy to entice her husband? When her parents are moving in?
What, darling?
I said, can a wife just say over and over again how much she loves her husband when her parents are moving in?
What do you keep mumbling into my neck?
Okay, all right, I'll tell you. But while I'm telling you, would you please just focus on the negligee? Frieda bought Mom and Dad's building and threw them out of their apartment.
Oh, darling, that's terrible. Oh, I wish I had known. Well, we have to help them. What are they going to do?
Oh, don't worry. They already found a new, beautiful place to stay.
Well, that's good. Nearby?
Walking distance.
Do you use all your closets in here?
No.
Focus on the negligee.
Call the agency. None of these models they submitted are right for our poster.
You know, sir, if you need an attractive photogenic man on camera, I can pass for
Hume Cronin.
Well,
No, thank you for your offer, but this poster really has to sell our new show. We need someone virile, someone who exudes masculinity.
Oh, well, then there's your man.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, sweetheart.
Have you found your virile masculine model yet?
Oh, not yet, no. We shoot tomorrow.
Oh. Well, maybe Michael will know someone. Honey!
How you doing? What's up?
Maxwell, let me handle this. You're hired. The job pays $5,000. Sorry, Hume.
Well, I don't care. All those models live hand to mouth. At least I have skills to fall back on.
Morning, Ma.
Good morning, darling.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're going to be here all the time. I forgot what it's like living with my mommy.
Darling, don't you think your rouge is a little orangey?
I'm remembering. What's the matter?
Sweetheart, have you considered bangs?
Why?
They took 10 years off your sister's face.
Ma, it was the eye lift that took 10 years off. The bangs just covered up the scars. So, have I told you how glad I am that you're here?
Of course you are. Otherwise, you would be up at the crack of dawn making blintzes for your husband. Little miss, sleep till 10:30.
So, have I told you how glad I am that you're here?
Darling, rush and bring these to your husband. Tell him you made them. I don't need the credit.
Ma, you're doing that thing again.
What thing?
You know, that thing that caused me to weigh 140 pounds in the fifth grade?
Darling, I don't mean to criticize. But that man that you married is a prince. You should wait on him hand and foot. He's a big step up from anything we thought you would wind up with.
Oh, good. More blintzes. They're delicious.
Thank you, darling. Fran made them. What's the matter? You look so tense.
Oh, no, I just got a slight headache, that's all.
Let Mamala take care of that.
No, really, it's fine. Really, it's... Oh, that does feel good.
You have beautiful hair. Morty had gorgeous hair like this till he lost it at the Pirates of the Caribbean. Whoosh!
Hey, Fran, about your mother?
What? I said it was lunches here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, your father was right. Your father was right. Oh, this was a big mistake. I've already had 3 muffins, a box of cereal, and about 16 puddings, and I've only been with her 20 minutes today.
Hey, Fran, what does it mean when your mother says she likes your sweater, but on somebody else?
I gotta get her out of this house. You know, it'll be fine. It's all for the best, because I'll be happy, and you know what? Your father will be even happier, because he wants her out even more than I do.
So you're 43, sonny boy.
Max? Your mother took him to Sears to have his portrait taken.
Boy, are they getting clingy. You know, I didn't realize when I married Max that I was marrying my whole family, too.
You know, I know Mr. Sheffield thinks that I'm too old for the poster for his new show, but perhaps if he saw me in print.
This is your high school photo.
I know, but I could look like that again if the lights were in the perfect position.
Off? I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm just lashing out. It's Ma. She has got to go.
Well, why don't you just tell her that you think it's time for her to leave?
How can I bust up Harold and Maud? I don't don't understand what happened all of a sudden. Why is he so attached to her?
Well, you met his mother. You saw how she paid him no attention at the wedding.
She wasn't even there.
Hello. Don't you see, he's never been pampered before. Do you know that when he was a child and cried, his mother left him out in the garden until he stopped?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yes, and you wonder why he clings to Sylvia. The poor man is starved for nurturing and affection. And I can only go so far.
Oh, my poor Maxwell. And here I was too lazy to get out of bed and make him a lousy blintz this morning. Well, that's all going to change. From here on in, I'm going to give him everything that he was deprived of as a child. Love, warmth, comfort. But first, I'm going to make up for him being bottle fed.
Oh, God. Did Niles die?
Hey, can a wife order some lunch from a deli and pretend she made it for her husband without a big to-do? I'm just trying to pamper your father.
Well, then why didn't you make the food yourself?
Well, because I'm too young to be a widow. Oh, he's going to be so excited when I show up at Michael's photo shoot with this great special picnic basket.
Fram, these blintzes are delicious. You have to give me the recipe.
Val, I already told you that I'm pretending to make it.
Well, let me tell you something, girl. They taste real.
Niles, hurry up. I'm ready to go to Michael's photo shoot. Sweetie, cut the price tag off of this Afghan that I knitted your father. Niles, Michael was the one that got the modeling job.
Yes, I know, but when Carol Haney got sick in the pajama game, Shirley MacLaine went on in her place and became a star.
Yeah, you know, it's trivial like that that really works against this whole machismo thing that you throw in. All right, thank you. Wish me luck. Luck.
Come on, then, people. Let's see smiling. Think fun. Think passion. Think paychecks.
Now, Michael's working out very well, Margaret. I'm glad we hired him.
Yeah, but don't you think it would look better without those girls?
Which ones?
All of them.
Don't get jealous. It's just work.
Fire them, Daddy. When's lunch?
Darling, you just had an Altoid. You can't eat again until Tuesday.
Oh, Caitlin, how many times do I have to tell you I'm a married man?
I'll tell Caitlin, and then I'll kill her.
Oh, Frank, darling, what are you doing here?
Oh, sweetie, I just wanted to pop in and see if you're okay and tell you how much I love you. And make sure you're warm and comfortable.
Oh, well, it's very sweet of you, darling, but I'm really very busy. Haven't had a chance to stop. Do I smell your mother's Kugel Mitt raisins?
Oh, no, Mom's not the only one that can cook. I made this myself. Now come sit down and let me pamper you.
Fran, why are you doing this?
Because you were left out in the garden.
Darling, I know that makes sense in here, but I'm out here.
Oh, sweetie, I love you so much. I just want to fuss over you like Ma does.
Yeah, but if I wanted someone to cook and clean and fuss over me, I'd have married Niles.
Oh, and you didn't think this look worked for me.
Oh, come on, darling, I've got a lot of work to do here, so why don't I just finish up? And you go home, light some candles, and get the jacuzzi ready for us.
Hmm? Oh, sweetie, I'd love to, but, you know, Mom and Dad booked the jacuzzi for tonight.
What do you mean, booked?
They made up a schedule. Find that pretty irritating, don't you?
No, I enjoy having your mother around. She's a lot of fun. She makes... She makes... Well, all right, maybe your parents do have a few quirks. And sometimes I do find it a little annoying that I can't use my own jacuzzi, my own golf clubs, my own limo, but...
You see, you want people living in your house. Then you're not going to always get the stuff that you want when you want it. Remember when you wanted me and Ma came walking in with the Godfather 1, 2, and 3?
Right, let's just say for argument's sake, I agree with you. There's nothing we can do about it. Frieda kicked your mother out, and that's that.
Yeah. Unless we could figure out a way to get Frieda to sing at our wedding.
What?
Honey, you know that camcorder that we keep in our bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, I just figured out a whole new way to use it. Love
you. You okayed this concept?
Hmm?
Hurry up, Ma. The good humor man is here.
I want toasted almond. That's not Ricky. That's Frieda.
Whoops, my mistake.
Phil? Free?
Oh, well, this is off to a good start. We're on half-name basis. Ma, we were very insensitive to Aunt Frieda's feelings when we told her that she couldn't sing at the wedding.
I was very hurt, and I'm not talking to you. You know I have that exact skirt in blue.
They make it in blue?
Well, teal, but mine has Weston stitching.
I don't look too good in that hee-haw look.
No, you can carry it.
This is how you say I'm sorry in Jewish.
I'm still not talking to her. But if you see one in teal, pick me up one.
All right. Since Frieda wasn't at the wedding, I thought it would be nice if we all watched the wedding video together. Honey, why don't you turn it on and we'll see it.
So beautiful.
What the hell is this?
That's your ticket home, Ma.
Listen, I don't want to say anything, but could this chicken be drier?
I'll take the dry chicken over the fishy salmon.
I don't know about you girls, but my sea bass is delicious.
Hey, why doesn't Aunt Frieda sing? She's better than Lisa Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
I'll have you know, Frieda's the best singer in the world, and anyone who disagrees can settle it with me.
Oh, I have a little request from my darling Silvela, who's always been like an older sister to me.
Hit it.
Remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill, then I shall tell them I remember.
Unfortunately, you can't stop after one number. There's a Gershwin medley, a salute to Candor.
Oh, Ma, would you just say I'm sorry to Frieda?
Does the teal skirt come with a matching jacket?
I think so, but I can't promise that it has Western stitching.
Darling, you know, I have to admit I'm going to miss your mother when she leaves.
Climb upstairs with me, sonny boy. The jacuzzi's finally free, sonny boy. Love, warmth, comfort. But first, I'm going to make up for him being breastfed. Love, warmth, support. But first, I'm going to make up for him being breast. Love, warmth, comfort. But first, I'm going to make up for him being bottle fed.